Milder conditions are bringing some relief to the fire-ravaged communities of New South Wales. Firefighters are using the reprieve to strengthen containment lines before temperatures rise back into the 40s later this week. More than 1,500 homes have been destroyed in that state this fire season, and about 650 have been damaged. Our reporter Isabel Rowe is in the southern highlands town of Avoca, where volunteers are working to rebuild their community.
Just been heading along the road from Mossvale at the top of the Southern Highlands down into Nowra, and I've come across the Avoca Rural Fire Station, and I popped in to see what was happening, spoke to some volunteers. Sharon, how long have you been doing this job?
Since Sunday.
So tell me about the setup here. Have people been bringing in these things?
Yes, there's been generous donations. Every day we get someone coming in baking and bringing in supplies because we're not equipped as the other centres are. So we're relying on people's donations and whatever supplies we can get in.
You're pretty sort of in between a couple of areas here. Yes. What's the threat been like in this area?
Well, it's been quite catastrophic on Saturday. We were relaxed up to a point and on guard every day that we were going to be evacuated, and then all of a sudden Saturday it just sort of flared up.
Well, I'll just come over here to speak to Andrew. There's just been a call out for a spot fire somewhere in the region. Andrew, can you tell me about what's happening at the moment?
A resident's called in the fire behind them, and we're trying to just make sure it's not.
Yeah, whereabouts is it?
Well, this one's actually at Manning Lookout Road, which is basically in Fitzroy Falls now, which changes our whole demographic because it wasn't there yesterday, and then it rained overnight, so I don't know why it's there today.
Yeah, right. Is there any properties in danger, do you think?
Could be, depending on how the weather plays out today. Our original focus was all Mariala State Forest side of things. We obviously had a heavy impact there on Saturday night, and we've had a few property losses in houses and stuff in through there. At the moment, the rain seems to have dampened down all that over there, but it's come around the escarpment behind us, so that's our focus for today. And if it is, there's nothing we can do about it because it's inaccessible. That's the only problem. And it's all tame where it is now because of the current weather conditions. But later in the week, moving into Friday, and then we get a southerly change again as well, that puts it potentially directly below moving up into the village of Fitzroy Falls itself and all the other outlying communities. We're sort of, trying to watch it and make sure it doesn't do that worst case scenario.
Yeah. How are you holding up? It's been a long couple of weeks.
Yeah, personally, I've been out pretty much every other day of the week since the middle of November. But everyone's holding up pretty well. We identified probably 3 or 4 weeks ago this was going to be a long, stretched out season. And we've been trying to manage the fatigue of everybody by sharing the load as much as possible across, rather than everybody doing the back-to-back days.
Isabel Rowe prepared that report.